And the background music of Larry Razavi and his Out of Town Checks with our theme Musicians Come and Play means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM, program number 486 in that continuing series. You're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of Central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, and streaming on the World Wide Web, mychasm.com. We're coming up on 13 minutes now before the hour of 12 noon. Temperature reading of 21 degrees. We did get to 22 for a little while there, about 20 minutes, but we're back to 21 right now. And overcast skies here in central Minnesota. Still a nice day here in central Minnesota. Not much for wind. So, as our theme wraps up right there, Larry Razavi and his Out of Town Checks, Musicians Come and Play. And we have our guest in the studio this morning, and we say good morning to Mr. Leroy Schlangen. Good morning, Leroy. How are you?
Good morning. Nice to see you.
You bet. And, well, you made your way in from
Roscoe.
Yeah, you're just outside of Roscoe, huh?
Yes.
Born and raised there?
Yes, I was born on a farm.
On the farm.
Of Roscoe.
Really? And that same farm you're still on?
No.
No, a different one, huh? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, good for you. Yeah. All right. And... So who was mom and dad?
Yeah, my mom was an Umscheid from St. Martin.
Okay.
And it was music in that family. And my dad, he played the concertina. And his mother was a Stang.
Okay.
And Henry Stang.
Yep.
He had a concertina that my dad was able to learn on.
Uh-huh.
And that's how I got started playing the concertina.
All right. Yes. So where'd you go to school then, Leroy?
I went to Painesville, graduated in 1960.
In 1960 from Painesville High School?
Mm-hmm.
And then you went on to college, huh?
I actually, my dad was a part-time farmer. And when I graduated, I ran the farm for 2 years.
Uh-huh.
My dad was a full-time carpenter. But then I was thinking of becoming a priest in the seminary and grade school.
Uh-huh.
But then... I sort of backed out, went to graduate public high school, and then I had an inkling, well, maybe Lord wants me to become a priest anyway.
Uh-huh.
So then in 1962, then pastor took us to the bishop, and since I had no Latin, I had to go to Wisconsin to learn Latin.
Okay.
And I was there 3 years for my first two years of college to learn Latin.
Okay.
And... that's how I got started. Then from there, then I was ready to go to the major seminary at St. John's.
Oh, yeah.
And I did play in between while I was farming some parties and a few times at the bar. And then in the seminary, they knew I played the concertina. They had me go to the nursing homes. And that's how I got started going to the nursing homes. And that kept me going and playing the concertina.
Real good. Okay. So, and so farming was your main income, your main livelihood.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And along the way, you got married?
Yeah, I was lucky. I was in the seminary until 1969.
Mm-hmm.
And they had an interim project, and I was able to take that along and went down to cities to study metropolitan government.
Oh.
That was very interesting.
Uh-huh.
And then when I came home, then my dad... I had my brothers too, they were helping. So he was, then I worked with my dad. And then fortunately, that fall, there was a farm available not far. And actually, our pastor said I should look into it.
Okay.
And I was able to get that farm.
Oh, nice.
So then I farmed alone there for about 2.5 years before I got married.
Okay.
But I was lucky, I had a good wife. We did real well.
And who was she then?
She was Peggy Portley from Glencoe Silver Lake area.
Oh, sure.
Bohemian,
sure.
There. So,
okay.
And
okay.
Actually, my sister married a farmer down there, too. That's how I got to
know her.
Know her, too.
Sure,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sure. So. And now Peggy has passed away 2 years ago,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
So now you're alone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you've got music, and I'll tell you, that always kind of seems to fill in or help out. It's kind of a therapy, I always think.
It does. I think it keeps me going.
Yes, yes.
I got to work at it so that I don't lose it.
And so for folks listening in, you brought your concertina along, and you're going to entertain with a few songs today. Yes. But the concertina you got was from a relative, huh?
Yeah, my uncle, Tony Dingman.
Was your uncle?
Actually, I bought one concertina from him. He also had some used concertinas, and then they had no children, and we had that in common. So I played in the concertina, so I helped them this last year. So when they both passed away, designated the concertina to me.
And, that's good. Yeah. So you have Tony's concertina, and it says Tony on the front of it.
Yes.
And do you know what brand it is?
I don't remember it, but it's similar.
It looks like a Hengel. It looks like...
But it's just a different name. He don't have his signature on it.
Yeah, and he took that off and he put his name on it there on the nameplate. So, it's an impressive-looking concertina, key of C. Yes. And we're going to have you play a tune here in just a bit. So you continued to farm. And did you do dairy then, milking and everything?
I was very fortunate. I was not too far from my folks. So we worked together there, and then a neighbor north of us, I worked, and our son, he didn't really want to farm, so then his boys helped me, and so I focused on my dairying, and did my own hay making and so forth, but the other machinery we shared, it worked out real good.
Absolutely. Yeah. Schlungen name is really common in St. Martin, Stearns County area, and... there was Clifford Schlungen. Is that a cousin or an uncle?
That would be my dad's cousin.
That's your dad's cousin, I knew him very well. Mm-hmm. And some of his sisters there, Jerry Goman from St. Joe, and those, all the Schlungens there. So good people, good family name, you bet. Well, let's have you play a tune. What have you got first for us, Leroy?
I learned some Christmas songs again.
Oh, good.
And I'm going to play Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Okay. So there you go. Leroy Schlungen on the C concertina.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeers used to laugh and call him names. They won't let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him, and he shouted out with glee, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you go down in history.
Oh, very nice. Leroy Schlungen there for you with Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. We're coming up on 5 minutes before the hour of 12 noon, and our temperature at 21 degrees once again. Well, as you've played over the years, have you had the opportunity to play with any bands, anybody, or just yourself? Or
I did. When my dad went to the nursing home, my sister had a daughter that played the clarinet.
Oh, okay.
And then so she played with me when we visited the nursing home where dad was.
Okay.
And he was so happy to hear that he had a granddaughter that played old-time music with
me. Oh, I'll bet. And your dad passed on too then already?
Yeah, he passed a few years ago.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you got another one up and ready to go?
Yeah, I'll do Jingle Bells.
All right, Jingle Bells.
Dashing through the snow in a white horse open sleigh, over the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtails ring, making spirits bright. Oh, what fun it is to ride a singing song tonight. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bell, jingle bell, can go all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride on one horse open sleigh. A day or two ago, I thought I'd take a ride. Soon Miss Fanny Bride was seated at my side. The horse was lean and lank, misfortune seemed his luck. We got into a drifted bang and we got up shot. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride a one-horse open sleigh.
Leroy Schlangen on the sea concertina there. Jingle bells. Very nice. So you get a lot of enjoyment, too, then, out of playing at the nursing home.
I do. I do.
Yes.
To many days, look forward to when I come each month.
You bet. Yeah. I've had the opportunity to do that too, play with Father Ron Dockendorf quite often. Yeah. We just played on Friday up at Village View up in Gray Eagle. And it's a senior housing addition up there. But just to see the older folks there, I know the one gal, Millie, celebrating her 93rd birthday there on Friday. And we sang happy birthday to her. And just to see the enjoyment on the older folks, the expression, their faces. Just, it's really heartwarming.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. And I know we've played already at Melrose and some of the other nursing homes, and especially those in wheelchairs. Some of them can't even hold their head up or whatever. Mm-hmm. But you see the toes or the fingers tapping, and you know that they're enjoying it. So that's very rewarding.
Yeah. I agree. Yes.
Where do you all play?
Oh, I actually was Thursday at Melrose.
Okay.
And then yesterday at... Friday at Woodcrest, South of St. Joe.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, I played the two homes in Paintsville.
Okay.
And then I played at Mud of the Seals before they closed up. Then, but then I played at Cold Spring.
Okay.
And then at Watkins.
Sure.
So six nursing homes I played. Before the COVID, I played at 9 different homes.
Oh, yeah.
But then
yeah.
It was at St. Cloud, and I got to play there because some of my aunts were residents there, and they asked me to come and play.
Sure, sure.
They have passed away too, and then COVID came along. And
That COVID, that was something none of us needed, we feel. That was such a bad program. So, but before that, everything was going great guns, and we hope that it gets back to where it was again. So
I was lucky that one person wanted to hear the recording of Silent Night. I used to play it during Christmas and New Year's Eve. Christmas songs.
Okay.
And I played Silent Night, and that sort of got me going. I think it would have probably been hard to get me going again.
And that's and so you play all the waltzes and polkas, and you play everything by music, or
sheet music. I never really got down to learn by ear.
I didn't either. Boy, you take the music away and the music stops when I'm playing. Okay. Were you self-taught then, Leroy, or did your dad teach you, or did you go for lessons?
No, we used to have concertina parties. Tony Dingman, Tony Wolf, and Betty. We always went to those concertina displays.
At the Grand City Coliseum years ago, huh?
Well, they came to Richmond, too,
St.
Martin.
Oh, okay.
And then, different places.
Oh, yeah.
Followed it.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you actually take lessons from Betty or anybody
No,
then?
She sometimes gave pointers when I played.
And
then I was a close friend to John Bierman.
Yeah.
He gave me a lot of pointers, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, you were in good company then.
Yeah.
That's, those people knew how to play.
Yes.
For sure. Yeah. All right. Family, your brothers and sisters, how many in the family?
Yeah, I was the oldest.
You were the oldest.
And, in fact, my folks kept on speaking German until I started going to school.
Oh, okay.
So I had to learn English, but luckily the teacher understood German, so I didn't have any problems.
Okay, okay.
And then I had then a sister, Bernice. She was 2 years younger, and then came my brother, Ronnie. He was very active in sports. The younger brothers were active in sports.
Okay.
And then came the twins, and then Mary, and then Arthur, and then there were 5 girls in a row.
Oh,
my
gosh.
And then finally I had one brother, that he was 23 years younger than I am.
Oh, yeah.
And he's got the home farm.
He does. Okay. Boy, a nest full of them there then. Lots of Schlangens. Yeah. You bet. Well, that's great. Well, what else have you got for us, Leroy?
Well, I just have it handy here, and I always play that. It's not a Christmas song, but goes over real well.
Okay.
It's called Do Do Leave Me Inherit.
A nice, good old German tune.
Do Do licks American hearts and do licks American sin. Du, mas mir viel Schmerzen, weiß nicht, wie gut ich dir bin. Ja, weiß nicht, wie gut ich dir bin. So, wie ich dich liebe, so, lieb ich auch mich. Dieses linden Triebe will ich einzig für dich. Ja, will ich einzig für dich. Doch, darf ich dir trauen, dir, mit leichtem Sinn. Du, kannst auch mich bauen, weiß ja, wie gut ich dir bin. Ja, weiß ja, wie gut ich dir bin. Und wenn in der Ferne mir dein Bild erscheint, dann wünsch ich so gerne, dann sollst du Liebe verein. Ja, dann sollst du Liebe verein.
Very nice. Leroy Schlangen from Roscoe, Minnesota. Yes, Richmond address, but from Roscoe and on the concertina. And did you always sing when you played, Leroy? Did you learn that right away?
Yes.
You did? Yeah. Oh, nice. Very, very nice. Yeah. People really enjoy the singing, and especially the German. That is so nice. Yeah. Well, if we can ask you to hold that thought for just a moment, Leroy. It's already past 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. Time to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market. Then we'll come back to you, if that's all right. All righty. So, Cy here for the St. Joe Meat Market. And 'twas less than 2 weeks before Christmas at the St. Joe Meat Market. And that's no joke. It is actually less than 2 weeks before Christmas. And the holiday rush is on big time. Well, no worries. The St. Joe Meat Market is here for you just when you are ready to start panicking. Employees are dashing around with orders at the St. Joe Meat Market like they were trying out to be one of Santa's elves. Meat and cheese trays come in standard small, medium, and large sizes and are being made up daily. Extra trays are usually on hand, but called-ahead orders are much appreciated. The same goes for the meat department. The coolers are loaded to the hilt with smoked turkeys, mouth-watering hams, and sausages, oh so juicy. However, in the retail business, you never quite know for sure who is all going to come through that front door and when. So best to call ahead to reserve yours for that special occasion. There's also lots of great music, CDs to browse through when you come in to pick up your meat order. What an awesome stocking stuffer idea. Always for more in-store specials, like us on Facebook, look for us on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com, or phone 320-363-4913. Thank you, and Merry Christmas from the whole gang at the St. Joe Meat Market. And Leroy, for being our guest on our program, and we brought the meat package along and handed it off to you. You've got it out in the outdoor refrigerator now in the car, so how's that sound to you?
Oh, I look forward to that.
That's good. Yes, very, very good. And it's always a pleasure to hand those meat packages off. I've never had anybody complain about one yet.
I stop in once in a while and bought some meat there.
You do at the St. Joe Meat Market. Yes. Nice. That's very good. Well, Leroy, growing up, you probably listened to a lot of old-time music. Who are some of the bands that you listened to, like to hear?
Well, I was lucky, since I played the concertina, my dad allowed me to go along with when some of his younger siblings had the shower dances and then got wedding dances.
Yeah.
And so I remember the first dance, that was at the Munich.
Uh-huh.
My aunt and my sister there was the flower girl, and we were able to go. And there, Jerry Dassel.
Oh, Jerry Dassel, yeah.
Music. That was just a new name, but
yeah,
quite impressive. And then, of course, we had the local bands like Gil Style.
Yep.
And then, of course, Tony Wolf. And then, of course, Elmer Scheid was always a big attraction.
Attraction, yeah.
And then Wally Pickle, yeah. He was from Hutchinson, where my wife grew up. In fact, I still remember they had her uncle's 40th wedding anniversary. He came and played. He did even the dance on the polka stick.
He did that for you, huh? You got to see that.
Yeah, that was
awesome. Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah.
He also played the twin trumpets.
Yeah. Oh, those are some great memories, great bands.
Yeah.
And listening to the concertina players, who did you pick one out? Ernie Koopman or Elmer Scheid?
Ernie Koopman with the Babe Wagner was very good. Scheid. Then... my memory escapes me a little bit, but
yep.
One was the concertina player that my wife worked with, his wife at the hospital in Glencoe.
Oh.
But I just can't think of his name right now.
Okay.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a number of them from down southern Minnesota that way. Mm-hmm. And enjoyed every one of them. So, good concertina music. It's hard to beat.
Yeah. Then I always enjoyed listening to Ray Toronto, the lad. He bought Gil Styles Band.
Yes.
And he always had good music. I always looked forward to it. He played at the Cold Spring Bazaar.
Yeah, that's right.
I always looked forward to listening to him.
Yeah, I drummed for Ray for some 30 years, so probably we're at the same dances many times and didn't know one another back then. Ray, of course, played New Year's Eve. We're coming up on that time again. And Gil Style and then Ray, when he took it over, they were kind of like the house band there at Richmond. They were just regulars every New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
And I recall one of the first ones that I played at New Year's Eve there was back in 1970, New Year's Eve going into 1971. Yeah. My goodness, the place was jam-packed from wall to wall.
Yeah.
And the people, I don't know, they used to have those ballroom bouncers, the sheriffs there. But it seemed like there was never any trouble. It was always a good time back in those years.
We had Arlie Wass as a sheriff at the Riverside Coliseum.
Yeah.
And he was able to keep the crowds
under control.
He had a neat way of approaching them if they had enough or something like that.
Yeah.
They respected him.
Yeah. Great old times.
Another band I like was Bobby Roberts.
Yeah.
And real interesting, I heard of the Bobby Roberts. My dad talked of him and so forth. And then he also... Trash Clover. He came to our place to Trash Clover. And that was him. It was Robert Lauer. I didn't know they were the same person.
Bobby Roberts and Robert Lauer.
Yeah.
And a lot of good musicians. And I probably you knew a lot of them. Probably Miney Jensen.
Yes.
Miney.
Drummer. Yeah.
Yeah. He was a drummer. Played with all three of those bands that you mentioned, Gil Style, Ray Dronel, and Bobby Roberts. He played different times over the years for all three of the bands. The club hockey boys, Roger and Ronnie, they were, Roger was a sax player and Ron was a trumpet player. Mm-hmm. Did you know Danny Baltus at all? Danny was a sax player with Gil Style and then with Ray Dronel.
Yeah.
And he was from New Munich and a good musician.
And Ronnie Clare, I got to know him real good.
He
and his wife and my wife, they went together in St. Cloud. So I got to... We got together that way.
Sure. Ron was from St. Martin also. And Roger Van Heel. Did you know Roger at all, the tuba player?
Oh, he was excellent. That's what's real interesting. You know, the Mentor Corps, I helped them out once in a while. We had the Oktoberfest.
Yeah.
And we also had the year before German music at the Riverside Coliseum.
Mm-hmm.
And then he played there with Tim Journeau. He used to be a band instructor at St. John's.
Yeah.
And they used to play like with Ray Toronto.
Sure.
But now at the Oktoberfest, they set up a German band.
Okay.
And that was just excellent.
Really?
I was like impressed. And they had a 6-piece. They did a beautiful job with German music.
Wow. Yeah. I know Tim as well. Yeah. Neat. Neat stuff.
Yeah.
Well, you have another number in mind?
Yeah. I always play it. This one goes over real good. You Are My Sunshine.
Oh, for sure.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. The other night, dear, as I lay sleeping, I dreamt I held you in my arms. When I awoke, dear, I was mistaken. So I hung my head and I cried. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away.
Very nice. Leroy Schlangen on the concertina, yeah. And You Are My Sunshine. 12 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. Temperature reading back to 22 degrees here in central Minnesota. So, you ever get to play in any of the ballrooms at all, Leroy?
No, I never did.
Never did. Okay. Just smaller clubs and then the nursing homes, of course. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. That was always the thrill to, well, like you said, you were at a lot of the shower dances, wedding dances, to have a big crowd and hear that swish, swish as the people dance by. Yeah. Always a big thrill, I always thought, when we were playing. Yeah. So, yeah. Well, good. What have you got next?
Well, I got Old Little Town of Bethlehem.
Oh, nice. Another Christmas tune. Yeah.
Town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above thy deep and dreamlessly, the silent stars go by. Yet in dark street shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the year are met in thee tonight. For Christ is born of Mary and gathered all above. While mortals sleep, the angels keep their watch of wandering love. O morning stars, together proclaim thy holy birth, and praises sing to God the King, and peace to all on earth. How silently the wondrous gift is given. So God imparts to human heart the blessing of his heaven. No ear may hear his coming, but in this world of sin, where meek souls will receive him still, the dear Christ enters in. O holy child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born is us today. We hear the Christmas angel thy great glad tidings tell. O come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel.
Leroy Schlangen on the concertina, Old Little Town of Bethlehem. Did you find it hard to sing and play at the same time, Leroy?
I had the songs. I did a lot of singing. In fact, the neighbors that I went to school, I was the first one. We had to walk home about a mile and a half.
Okay.
And he said it was in the field. That time they had horses yet.
Oh, yeah.
And he heard me coming over the hill singing. Now I can't take that. Well, it's also German, too. It's,
okay, sure.
Yeah. Switch. Ich bin ein Schweizer Buch.
Swiss Boy Waltz. Yeah. Yes, there you go. Well, very good. Well, we are moving from the musical Musicians Come and Play into our musical treat for Dancing Feet. And, of course, that's always brought to us by Jeannie Bonfig, Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport. And I need to read the ad right now for that. So we'll take a little break with Leroy. And we'll come back after I read that ad. So, Cy here for Jeannie B's Tours. And Jeannie just texting me some information again. And so we'll pull that up here. And Jeannie says, happy holidays to all of the Chasm listeners from everyone at Jeannie B's Tours. If your cookies are baked, your tree is decorated, and the presents are wrapped, maybe now is the time to sit back and grab a holiday beverage and dream a little dream about where you would like to go and what you would like to see in the coming year. Tour more in 2024 is next year's motto, Jeannie B and Company. The 2024 tour schedule is complete and includes awesome tours, including Alaska, Call of the Wild, Danube River Cruise, and Germany, Austria, Treasures of Ireland, Canadian Rockies, Banff, Lake Louise, and Glacier Park, Great Canada, Canadian Cities, Great Trains and Great Canyons, and Hawaii, Three Island Adventure. Now, if that sounds a little jumbled, it's because I don't know quite how to separate them, but you can always call Jeannie, and she knows what trip is going when and where. I'll tell you, that girl, she's got her ducks in a row. Call Jeannie B's Tours, 320-345-1581 to schedule a personal tour information planning session at the tour office in Freeport. Let Jeannie B help you live those dreams in 2024. Now is the time to make sure your family knows destinations on your Christmas list. Jeannie B's has gift certificates available. And as Jeannie always says, remember, seeing is believing. That's to you from Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport, Minnesota. And again, just remember that phone number, 320-345-1581, 1581. Jeannie B, I'll tell you, we've had several opportunities to travel with Jeannie now over the past few years, and she doesn't let anybody get bored or not have a good time. She keeps things moving and is fun to travel with. And those of you that have traveled with her, you know what I'm talking about. So, yeah, make plans for 2024. Now is the time. Jeannie B's Tours, proudly bringing us our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. 17 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon, temperature reading of 22 degrees as we get back to the music of Leroy Schlangen. And Leroy, what have you got next for us?
Well, one song that I play throughout the year is called Wooden Heart.
Oh, nice.
Can you see I love you? Please don't break my heart in two. That's hard to do because I don't have a wooden heart. And if you say goodbye, then I'll know that I will cry. Maybe I will die because I don't have a wooden heart. There's no strings about this love of mine. It was always you from the start. Treat me nice, treat me good, treat me like you really should. I'm not made of wood and I don't have a wooden heart. There's no strings about this love of mine. It was always you from the start. Treat me nice, treat me good, treat me like you really should. I'm not made of wood and I don't have a wooden heart.
Very nice. Leroy Schlangen, ladies and gentlemen, on the concertina and singing. Leroy, did you do a lot of practicing when you were young to get to where you are?
Yeah. Always on the farm, Dad always took half an hour siesta after dinner.
Uh-huh.
And that's the time when I always practiced in the same room where he took a nap.
Yeah, is that right? Yeah. And he the playing asleep. must have been pretty good to put him to sleep, huh?
Yeah, he fell asleep right away. Then now we got to get back to work.
Oh, yeah.
Then I played in the evenings. Then I had the concertina along in the seminary.
Oh, okay.
And then I played once in a while, and that's how they had me go to the nursing homes. Every
sure.
Saturday I went to one or even sometimes two nursing homes.
Oh, okay. And so very good. Very good.
Then when I started farming, there were at Good Samaritan Home in Painesville, there were three ladies from Roscoe were residents there, another one, and I knew them all. So I went there once a month, and then Father Nolan was our pastor. Then he wanted us to do as a project for the Catholic United.
Okay.
Catholic Aid Society.
Okay.
And I went there. Yeah. So that kept me going.
Very interesting. Very good. Very good. Have another one up?
Yeah, I'll play that. Oh, Come Little Children.
Okay.
Oh, come little children, come one and come all. Oh, come to the manger in Bethlehem stall and see what our Father in heaven above has sent to us all on this earth, which is love. Your kinderlein call me, oh, call me doch all. So creepy here, call me in Bethlehem stall and see what the talking they have like enough. Their father, him over Friday or small. Oh, sit in the creepy in Anglican stall. Sit here by the sleep, lies help glance and then stall. In Riley can dwindle the English kin, feel shame or a holder of angle and sin. The league as a kin, life of heart on our stroll. Maria on yours, they trot in as roll. They rightly can hear, ten clean bait, ten the four. Oh, oh, trap and you bend the angle like four.
Very nice. Your Kinderlein Kommet.
Yes,
you like the German songs, huh?
Yeah,
I a lot of folks do. They really appreciate the German.
Yeah, I notice when I go to the nursing homes, the old, actually even the younger residents too. They
okay.
Grew up hurt that, you know.
Yes, yes, yeah. That's true. So where, which was considered your stomping grounds? Richmond Coliseum then, or?
Yes, I went to Granite City a few times.
You
too.
Did, okay.
After I was through high school.
Okay.
I remember going there.
Yeah, that was a big ballroom. Yeah. That was a prestigious ballroom.
Yeah, of course, then Spring Hill, where some of my relatives lived there. I went there.
You know, okay.
And then, of course, St. Martin and the music.
Yeah, St. Martin always had music up in
close,
the
yeah.
in the church hall there.
Well, that was mostly shower dances.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Well, and that was at the Punks bar. They had the dance hall.
Oh, later they did?
On, they made that into a lumberyard.
Oh, okay. Punks. That's before my time again. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you mentioned Cold Spring Ballroom. That was a... That's where the Blue Heron sits now,
yeah.
But that was a going place back in the days, again,
and
before my time.
I went to Delwyn, too, when Kasim always had their
polka dance.
Polka dance
yeah. And that's such a shame that that ballroom is no longer there, sadly. I'm happy to see that a few of them are still standing yet. Mm-hmm. I really commend the people over at Richmond there.
I agree.
They remodeled that ballroom, and it's beautiful in there.
Yes.
We had a family wedding over there early this fall. And it was very, very remarkable. It was nice.
Yeah,
you bet.
Yeah.
And we get out to St. Anna on occasion for the Chicken Fry Pelican Lake Ballroom. Mm-hmm. And that one is still standing and fixed up nicely. Mm-hmm. And boy, Spring Hill, I don't know. Is there much going on at Spring Hill? Do you ever?
They used to have dances now Sunday afternoons before
COVID. Oh, before COVID,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And since then, we haven't heard much.
No.
And then if you get down to Glencoe, the Playmore at Glencoe, nice ballroom down there. But boy, that's almost the extent of it here in central Minnesota.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Otherwise, you have to get into the smaller VFWs, Legions, and the small club rooms and stuff like that. So,
of course, some of the club rooms are real nice too.
Oh, they are. Yeah. And I had mentioned earlier this morning, they always have that jam session Thursday in December. And that's going to be coming up on the 14th. Laverne Bizdoc from the Starlights.
Yeah.
And she welcomes any and all of us to come in, bring your instrument. And she said the last month they had 8 concertina players there.
Great. I was there a few times.
Oh, you have been.
And, do a beautiful job.
Oh, that's
good
great.
Good crowd there. They enjoy it. Constantine are playing. Yeah.
Yeah. So many people say that there's no opportunity to dance anymore around here. And, well, that's one of the chances you've got. It's a free dance, too, yet. So doesn't get any better than that.
Yeah.
So, well, our time is just about running down. You got one to wrap things up with?
Yeah, I'll do it, Silent night. Holy night, all is clear. and so tender and mild. Sleep in heavenly peace. Sleep in heavenly peace.
Very nice. Very, very nice. Leroy, you know, I usually ask every guest, and that was Silent Night. Nice rendition of it. I usually ask every guest before I let them go, and I know you've listened to some of the shows. You have a special memory as you think back over the years?
I do have one. We talked about Playmore Ballroom. My wife's brother got married in 81, and it was late in fall. That right when they had that heavy snowstorm when that dome roof went down.
Oh, yeah.
The and we didn't have any snow up here.
Okay.
And it was such a beautiful Saturday afternoon, nice and warm.
Yeah.
So I went down there, and then I didn't have my top coat on. I froze that night.
Oh, did you?
Got so cold because of all the snow. They had 10 inches of snow down at Glencore.
Right? Yeah.
And the city's even more.
Okay.
That one I won't forget.
That one you don't. Yeah, and over the years, many a good snowstorm. Boy, I know as kids, I mean, and you probably further back than me yet, boy, we had some doozies through the years here in Stearns County.
I remember in 50-51, my dad bought a new car in 1950.
Uh-huh.
We had that 6 weeks not out of the shed. But luckily we had a team of horses yet. The dad took the cream and us to school on the sled.
Oh, really? That is really back in the days, huh?
Yeah.
I remember my mom. She was a Schmitz from St. Martin. And they rode the horses to school and to church a lot of times because back in those days, the roads weren't that good. And the cars obviously weren't four-wheel drive. They'd put chains on, but they could only go so far. So then they get the horses and get bundled
up. And my folks lived southeast of Roscoe. There were two big hills.
Oh, yeah.
So Lemke was always a snowplow. That was the last road that he opened up.
Okay.
By the time he had that almost open, we had another snowstorm.
Well, very good. Well, Leroy, we want to take this opportunity to thank you for joining us on our Musicians Come and Play. Like I tell everybody, if the good Lord is willing that you and I are here down the road sometime, we'll do it again. How's that?
Sounds good.
All right. Thank you so much. You have a great day, Leroy.
Thank you.
All righty. And with that, we wrap up our Musicians Come and Play and our musical treat for Dancing Feet. And we'll close things out with Larry Rezavi and our theme, Musicians Come and Play. Thank you. Larry Razavi and his out-of-town checks there, wrapping up our Musicians Come and Play and our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. 28 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock. Temperature reading is at 22 degrees here in central Minnesota.